Now, okay, Washington Post is not liberal. This is, give it up. Give it up. You're beating your heads against the wall, and you're going to get bruised here pretty badly. Cranial swelling is not long down the road for you people. I mean, this is ridiculous. Didn't the Washington Post just start? Yes, they did. Within the past month, they started a conservative blog on the website, and their readers and the left-wing fringe threw a hissy fit. And the liberal Washington Post buckled just as fast as a bunch of congressmen in front of an immigration protest. And they concocted some phony excuse that the guy that they had hired was a plagiarist. And that they didn't know it. And so he was gone inside of 2 weeks. Probably created more attention and hits to that blog at the Washington Post than any other liberal bloggers. But they couldn't handle the heat from the left. And so they couldn't offend their audience. And so they had to get rid of the conservative blogger. And at the same time, they had to put out a bunch of garbage to impugn his character and reputation at the same time. Don't tell us you're not liberal. That's where you're going to be. What is so wrong with being liberal? I thought being a progressive, being a liberal was something to be proud of. I am proud to say I'm a conservative.